We are continuing our Shul Ma'aretz Chaim. We are at the sort of the end of Anav Dalit in Shah Igulim V'Yosha. And we're starting where the words are, V'hini Acha Shebi'anu Dusha Igulim V'Yosha B'Katzara. That's what we're up to. So Shem, hopefully we're trying to finish off all of Anav Dalit, which is not much... Well, quite a bit actually. Quite a bit there, but right. I mean, no, Anuf. No. Sorry, no. Anuf Dalid is not much. You're talking about Anuf Hay. Anuf Dalid is not much. So there's Anuf Dalid, Anuf Hay. Then you finish off that Shah Aleph. Then you're moving into Shah Beis already. Okay. So all I said is Shah Hay. We're trying to finish with that Gosa the Shash. We're going to try to do as well. Okay, so here you go. Vine. Acha shebi'anu dusha igulim v'yosha b'katzara, v'tzei d'hitlabshus kol ha'olamos, tzrichim anu livar ata ad heichan higia, hispashus ragli odom kazmon.
I got odom yosha.
Alright, different guesses. Odom yosha, it's fine also. But it's Adam, remember, Adam kazmon, there's two parts to Adam kazmon. Adam Kama Yosha and there's Adam Kama Igulim. So we're looking at the Yosha Shavu. So I also have those. Adam Kadman Ha Yosha Shavu Kol Oilam Ve Oilam Kashe Hitzchilu Livar Inyan Ze.
Hey, you know, neither goes with Chatosh or goes Biurim bring Adam Kadman.
Okay, well that's the guess I have over here. I have in brackets. Right. So I have in brackets a different Nusach Adam. Ragli Odom, but they put that in brackets, and it's Adam Kadmon Ak Ha Yosha. Should be called Oil of Oil Kashay. Yeah, Kashay Hitzchilanu Hitzchalnu Livar Inyan Ze V'Tchila Anav Ze. So we did already speak about this Shiloh Adam Kadmon. Let me just show you a picture. I'll give you a handout. Handout. This.
That
was
same as this.
You wanna? Yeah, same. So look at that carefully. So just for our audience on tape over here, so we're looking at this in the following way. So we see over here that we have the igulim, which are the round circles, but inside you see it's very faintly written over here, but you have the yosha. Now the yosha, as you'll see, go all the way down to the bottom of these igulim. If you look correct, it's very meduic here that the end of these lines, which is representing the Adam Kadmon or Yosha, is ending up by the Arach Ampin, the Gulim of Arach Ampin. So that means the Gulim of Arach Ampin are actually sweeping underneath the legs of Adam Kadmon. Can you see that? It's defined here by darker green line over here. And under that, sweeping down the Igulim of Al-Khampin, which the number 30 is there. So, there we go. So that's what we're talking about. So the legs of the Adam Kalman seem to be coming down to Al-Khampin. Now, this is the way it works. The way it's working is from bottom to upwards, because it's the same Al-Khampin which is up here. So that's the head of Al-Khampin, Kiviyoch, and that's the bottom part. This is what we call Achilek Etachton, Achilek Elyon. So the Chelik Elyon starts over here. So we're going to start from Arach Ampin. You have the 10 Igulim within Arach Ampin. So the top of Arach Ampin is going to be called the Kes of Arach Ampin. And then till the bottom is obviously the Malchus of Arach Ampin. But when you're starting from bottom upwards this way, then it works the other way. So the Kes is the lower one, and the Malchus would be the higher one. That's obvious, right? Because the if I were to turn the picture this way, you would understand it better, because then the Kesa is this way. But if it's this way, the Kesa starts this way to the Malchus. So it comes out that the Ragli Odom Kadmon is by the Malchus of Arach Ampin. And we understand what that means, because the Malchus of Arach Ampin is the highest one here, and then it swoops directly under. So imagine.
Does it say Malchus of Arach Ampin?
It doesn't. It can't write everything. It's just too small, right? So I'm just explaining to you. So within that area, which is 30. They can have all the esesfiros, and it goes up keset to the malchus. That means the legs of Adam Kadmon will lie on the malchus of Arach Ampin. Okay, so that's the way it is. So that's what we ended off, And now we're going to go into more detail about this, about the other Patsuk and the Kehena Vekena. So here we go. V'hine, Mukhachu, Kekava Yosha, Yiyedobuk Mamesh Be'ensof. So we know that that's the Kav, that all those lines we saw in the middle, that's the Kav. Let me just explain it again. So in the middle, what we saw in that picture, inside is really the end stuff. Around that, it's what we define by called the Kav, the Ariz calls the Kav. And around them is Adam Kavma. Those are all those lines coming down. Now again, V'hine, Mukhachu, Kekava Yosha, Yeh, Dovuk, Mamesh, Be'ensof, HaSoiviv, Umimenu, Mispashu, V'yorim, Mislavish, Mutoch, Pinimis, Adam Kavma. So we go, those are three Chalokim. Again, the Ensof, around that is the Kav, and around that is Dovuk, the Adam Kavma. And the legs go down. The other half, which I showed you in the picture. Igulia atik yomim hasovvim. So, right. So I made a little bit of a mistake here. I told you it goes down to the malchus va'achapi. That's not true. The Arizal is telling us it goes down a bit further to the Malchus of Atik Yomim, which is just below where you see the 20. So it's not where the 30 is, where the 20 is. Because I made a mistake because they have the Olam Abiyah over there, which is so it's not clear from this picture. But let's say it goes a bit further down to the Atik Yomim, where the number 20 is.
20
What do you mean 25?
Well, there's all line, 20, there's a line between 30 and 20.
Right, all of that, from 20 to 29, is all Atik Yomim. Okay? So where 29 is, that's where the legs of Adam Kadmon will end up. That's what we call the Malchus of Atik Yomim. Okay? So that's what he says, Ad Chatzayim Igurim Atik Yomim Hasovavim Tachas Raglov Ad Sham Mistaim Ragle Yoshe Adam Kavma. That's where the legs of Adam. So it's quite straightforward. Miki Im Nema Shragle Adam Kavma Hem Magiyem Mispashtim Ad Lemati. Because if you want to say that the legs of Adam Kavma, which we represent again by these lines, go all the way down to the end of here, that's what you want to try to tell me, then that's not going to happen. Will come out. So it'll come out that the legs of Adam Kavma would go all the way down and then would attach itself. We would see all this white part around. That's the end sof. Come out that. Here it's attached, the end, the Kav is attached to this part. So we call that, that's the Rosh. But it stops short from the end, so we call that the Raglaim. Okay, so this is the Rosh because it's attached to the end, so which is all around. This is called the Raglaim because it's not attached to the end. But if this would be attached to the end, there would be no difference from the Raglaim, from the Rosh and the Raglaim because both of them are attached. So whichever way you turn it, you would have a Rosh. We don't want, the Efshe wants orientation. He wants a voice, he wants a line, he wants orientation. That's what he's going to say in a minute.
Are you saying there's no difference? I mean, apart from the fact of where they
get to, it would,
they're actually the same.
Excuse me?
Are you saying that?
No, well, how can it be the same? This is attached to the end stuff.
No, 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 not that the mock attached.
What are you talking about? The Rosh or the Raglan?
Both. The Malchus of, you seem to be saying, is that if they were both attached to the same top and bottom,
yeah, then you're all the way down here.
Right, therefore, you would say they were the same.
Yes.
Mashma,
yes,
is that the only thing that makes an African between the top and the bottom is the place of where we're going to.
Yeah, of course. This is much more Megashim. It's much further from the source than this. You see that? This is Mamash attached. This is the Rosh. The Rosh is the most Choshva thing. It's your brain. It's what makes it work. This is, why is it so harsh? Because it's attached to the end sof asoiviv. This is mezgalgel, it's further away from that source and comes all the way down here. But zog de Ariza, but lu yitzu, you want to tell me it doesn't end here and it goes all the way down here, then there would be no nafkamina there. Okay, at that point. That's what he's going to say in a minute. Im kach honim seki ensof yail bo misham velimata der kava yosher velo yebechilas ma'ala velimata mashpilu mekablim. You will be known of community between the top part, the bottom part. Akelo nim shagosh kav lemata kiniskele be'anav beis. It doesn't go all the way down. It stops like I just told you by the malchus de atik yomim. Vehine aklalo oyle bekitzuhu ze ki ragle adam kavu al yosher. Hine him especially when him shomer ad chatzaim etachtoni shel igulim de atik yomim mitzad mata boeifen ki igul le atik yomim makifim savim ragle yosh de ak. Like we said, the atik yomim's igulim will be swooping underneath the legs of Adam Kadma on them. Kol shar aglaim de yosh gvon ragle atik ragle archampin ragle zeampin ragle nukva kula mistaim li bashva achas. That's why I made a mistake. So the Adam Kadmon is going a bit further down than the rest. All the rest, see all these patsufim here, you can see this on this picture over here. You have Atik Yomim above, Archampim, Abba V'ima, Zav V'nukva, Briyatis, and all of them go all the way down. They stop by Archampim, by the 30. The only difference is that the Aragli Adam Kadmon go a bit further to the point of 20. Okay, that means Atik Yomim swoops underneath, and when it comes to the other part, Tzufin, the Arch Ampins Igulim swoop underneath. So that's the only difference. That's where we went wrong. Okay, that means Ba'ofen ki kol Igule Arch Ampim hem makifim esovim tachas kol Ragli Aniskel el kulam. Omnam yesh bechina part Tzufin she'enam gevoim kamosam. But there are patsufim. If you notice, there's a patsuf which is missing in the list. He said ragle adam atik, ragle alchampi, and then he skips abba v'ima and he goes straight to zav v'nukva. But what happens to abba v'ima? On that he says olam yesh bechina patsufim she'enam gevoim kamosam kegon abba v'ima shishur kamosam me'agolan the alchampi atibul shel alchampi belvad. Another nekuda that he's telling us about, interesting fact. The Zohar says that Abba V'ima katzre koima. Let's look on this diagram what this means over here. So if you look over here, in this box, there's a little box over here. See this little box over here? This is Abba V'ima. See in the little corner of his Abba V'ima. And they go down to, what's here, the Tibur de Arachampin. Let me see myself here. Arachampin's Vak. And then you have the Gal, the Abba V'ima. And the Tibur of Arachampin. That's right. So this little box represents the entire patsuf of Abba V'ima. See how small they are? The Zohar, that's why the Zohar calls it Katzchei Koma. All the other patsuf, see, they go all the way down. They go all the way down here to the other side, Tachta, Mitzad, Chatzayin, Tachtayinim. Abba V'ima, that's why it misses it out from this list over here. So that's another very important point. Another patsuf which is Katzchei Koma is Leah. Leah we know is at the back of Zah. And she only goes to the back of his back, to the mid part of his chest. That's it. So Leah is the exception, part of Leah and part of Abba V'ima. Okay, so let's continue. Let's finish off the Atzchaim, and then we're going to bring out some Ha'oras and do the Hagos Shemesh, which is very important. Hine pam aches shemati morizal v'in yadush tikun arachampin ech noilad yoitze v'yoinek mishtei pchokim tatayim deragle atik yomim. ושם ביארנו איך שתי פחוקים תתיים הנקראים עקביים דעתיק יומים המספשתים יויסו למעלה מטה מרגלי ארחמפים והם נכנסים בגבול אוילם הבריאה כנזכר שם. So let me just remind you what we've done with them, when we remember when we did Otz Chaim. We haven't done in the Otz Chaim yet, but there's a musag, there's a sugya called Dadi Behema. Remember Dadi Behema? Dadi Behema, I didn't bring the picture with me, but Dadi Behema is the lower chalokim, chelik ha-shlishi of Netzach, and chelik ha-shlishi of Hoyd of Atik Yomi. That means that literally the feet of Atik Yomi are dipping into the lower world called Bria. And the Mefarshim and explains to us that Arizal, why is that? That's to give kiyum. The Mefarshim give a various tamim, but one of the main tamim is the to give kiyum to the lower worlds of Bia. Okay, so therefore we have a steel over here. We have a steel. What's this kasha? This kasha is, we just said a minute ago that Rav Chaim Vitali heard from the Arizal, the Halig Arizal, that all the Paltzufim, their legs finish all at the same level. Hashva. They all finish, except for Abrimo, which is short. But he was talking about Atik's legs go even further. They go into Bia. Mashken Arich, they don't. Arich stops short of going into the lower world. So you see, they're not Bahashva Achas. On that, he says, the Efshaloma, ki lo hayakach ela koidam tikum atzilus. ואחר תיקון לא הוא צריך לזה שחוז העתיק לאסוף רגליו למעלה והשבוע אחת עם רגלי הרחמפים וצרכים. So he says very partial territory. Said Rav Chaim Vital, there's a difference between koidem tikkun and acher tikkun. Koidem tikkun, where the tikkun is still needed, therefore the legs of Arachampin Abati go into the lower world to make a tikkun. After the tikkun, then he raises up his legs, and that's what we're talking about here. The Arizal at this point in time is relating to the Rav Chaim Vital. Acher tikkun, all the legs will be shoven. But you have to know the sugi of David Behema is speaking about before the tikkun. Okay, and then he ends off with the two magic letters over here, Tzadi Ayin, which means Tzarchim. Now, the Tzarchi and the Mefarshim explain that this Teres B'chlal is not understandable, because there's no before and after the Tikkun, because if Kol Zman was still here in Bia, we are part of Bia, or the lowest part of Asiya here, that means we're still Koidim HaTikkun, because if we were Acher Tikkun, the Mashiach would be here. So that's the Tzarchi, because this Teres doesn't, not Euler, is Metaris everything. But I did see a nice teretz in the Shrosh Hayam. In the Shrosh Hayam, he says, I think it's always Memdalit, or always Memzayin. He says very nice time. He says we're talking about the bechina of koidim achatikum. We're talking about in bechina, meaning in every inyan that is done, because we know in the kavanah that even if you're drinking a cup of coffee, you're going to need for the patsufin to be built, go into the lower worlds. Be yearning from Dada Behema, and they also go back all the way up. So even in the pchat called having a cup of coffee, where you're doing a mitzvah and saying the bracha, a mundane act like just drinking with the kavanas of achil v'shtia, you are doing the entire process of tov bohu and the aliyah and the tikkun of all the bihurim, and that little simple act. So that's what the Rav Chaim Vital means koidim achatikum in that bechina of pchat. And that bechina of a prat, there you find enough nafkamina whether the legs are there in bia or not bia. So before you drank the cup of coffee, that particular bechina, let's isolate it, of zan, the shvira, that particular bechina is called before the tikkun. Therefore, the raglia atik are in bia. But after you drank, and after you make the bracha, and after you have the kavanas, then you've done all the birurim, then there's no point of that particular bechina of atik to be in Bia. It raises up his legs, and that's Acher Tikkun. That's Taka very mistaken. Very nice tale. Okay, let's continue. Vod dover ircha lo izbayar lana b'inyan ha'igule ak v'yoshe shelo echem mitchavrim yachad. Another thing that we've discussed as well is how to get them the igulim and the yoshe to be yachad. As I said, we know there's always two bechinas over here. The yoshe and the igulim. Now, how do you machaber the one together? On them, inyan ale day, be inyan atik yom izbar be mokom be mikolmo. Ki elu yud igulim shelo kulam nimshocha mispash nisaviv gimul rishoynes levad. The yosher shelo einsham veulai kach yige be inanye igule adam kal mitzalchiyam. So we know that the Adam Kadam comes down straight. We know the Igulim go round and round. Where's the connecting point? Because we know that the calf comes down and then there's this Agil, come down this Agil. So says Rav Chaim Vital, I'll tell you, this is very important, you saw it, that the Igulim all stem from the Gimel Rishonis. That's it. The entire Esa Igulim, from Keset to Malchus are all compacted within the Yosha, the Gal of the Yosha. The Vak of the Yosha are Ponoi of Igulim. They just go around, but they're not attached to the particular Yosha. Particular Yosha. On that is going to be a big major kasha, but we're going to leave it off for the moment here. Okay, so Adkan. Now, what I would like to do now is the Agos HaShemesh. And then, because it's very important, Agos HaShemesh over here. So let's see that, and then we're going to go into more of the Mefarshim. See, the Agos HaShemesh is Aleph. Now, Agos HaShemesh, we know that Tzav Shalom, as they call him, the Shemesh, which is Rav Shalom Sharabim. So we're going to skip the brackets, Toras Chacham. Now, Nirvitzilah, Nimsa, Kifize. Now, what are we going on? We're going back on the Sugi over here, that it's relating to us that the Igulim that we're discussing over here, how far does the legs of Adam Kadam go? So we said that they go just underneath the Atikyomim Igulim. Masha Enken, when it comes to Al-Khampin, Ragley Za, Ragley Nukva, they go as far as the bottom part of Al-Khampin, Igulim. Zukta Rashash. Nimsa kifize ke yoshishal za nimshach mispasha beboka gim yud igulav mitzad mata vegam baka boavi yud igulim di ima ve yud igulim ba aba vom do ragla vaga igule arampe renuva baka kol oive igulim aniske mitzad mata vegam igula igulea vom dem ragla vaga igule arampe. As we said, all the parts super mash with themselves. They all go on top of Al-Khatib. Okay, fake the Akasha. Ech yitzdak mash gotov le'el ki igule abba v'ima, abba, mis agelo saviv ha-yosha de Al-Khatib. Ben makiv le'yosha. We said in the place earlier on that the igulim of abba v'ima go between Al-Khatib's makiv and yosha. Okay? Break there the kasha. Hello, lo ya mokum pono isham. Kiva yored ayosha shalo ima makifo of aman agavi gula v'atzma. If we're saying that all the partsufim are shavu b'shavu and they all end up by on top of our champion, therefore there is no more place for any igule abba to come there b'chalal. The igule abba are not going to be and not be able to get there at all because all the yosha is there filling up that mokum. And then he continues, Gedoyle Mezu, Masha Kotev Igul in Nukva, Nis Agulu Savi Vayosha Dezah Ben Amakiv Le Yosha, that we know the Igulim of Nukva are between the Yosha and the Makiv. Hallo Yosha Dezah Yored Makifo Vyotzer Chutz Le Igul Vabok Vigul Abba Amiva Amad Agav Igul Al-Khapi. Also we have another problem. Another problem, we know that state that the Igul of Nukva are around the Yosha and the Makif. But from is, we're just learning over here that Zabachlal is not even there. Zah is much lower on the Chatzayim HaTachtoinim, just above Al-Khapim. So how can we say that Nukva is Ma'agil, that Mokum? Zah is not there. Excuse me. V'chein Mashakotav Sheigul HaBriya Nis agelu ben makiv lo yosha de nukva, hine gam hi kva yarad ve yor a yosha shela im makifo ve yotze mechutz li igula ve baki igule za ve igule abba ve ima ve amal agav igule achampi ve tzalchi. So it blab ve tzalchi and over here, how can we say that the igule ve bria or mis agelu around nukva? Nukva is right or not there? So we said all the parts of him are down by achampi. How can we say there's anything being ma'agil up there? V'ol tzarchin, there's another question over here. That's basically called all one question. Another question. Ol tzarchin, she kol ragle patzufi atzilus omdu al gav igule al champin. As we know, we just said, the Rida tells us that all the ragle that al champin zamins with Abba Vima, Zavinuk, they're all on top of Atzilus. On top of Agule the al champin. The who kaka the Atzilus, and is on top of Atzilus. Inke Nimsa. Shinishro gimo lamas bia hem Igulehem Lemala Bisyum Araglaim Anisker Benukudem Sois de Atsilas Vafilo Oyam Achumra Ze Sham Haya. Haze Sham Haya. So he's explaining as follows. Let me show you the chart. Let's go back to the chart. Everybody has a chart? So look at the chart. Look at the middle of this igula. What do we find in the middle? Now this is very important to understand this, because we have to know, we have to. This is the planet, the entire universe. Okay, this is the map of the universe. Well, all the scientists, Kivyoch, are running after, trying to find out the scope and depth of the universe. Well, this is it. Now, where are we in relevance to the rest of all the space here in this Mokum planet? So, Bia is actually right in the middle. Okay. Right in the middle. There's a Sias over here. We're just, you know, right by the ends, a lower parts. This is the world of Bia, as we call it. The world of Bia. Bria, Yitzia, Asiya, and below Asiya. We're below Asiya. Now, what we're saying over here is this interesting fact that we're saying that Adam Kadmon goes all the way down here, and is Miss Agil all the way down here. That means all these Partuvim that we're talking about, as we know, they're in Silas. Atzilus, he zook the Rashash potukash. Very simple question. The Atzilus is going down here, and you're telling me that Bia is up here? How can Bia, Bri Atzilus, which are lower worlds, be higher than Atzilus? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Lo yitochen. That even this world, the lowest of worlds, are up here above Atzilus? Lo yitochen. Lo yitochen. That's what he says. Let's go. Let's continue. So, he's going to continue harping on this point because this just doesn't make sense. Yiyachatzi ha'igulim shel kol olomas in kol his pashtus ha'raglaim anaz tachad oylam hazeh ha'chumre ech efshel zeh. How can it be that we were the lowest world, we're above everything else? Ech efshel zeh v'alo b'somo kosav ki ragle atik yomim mispashtu lemate b'gvul oylam abriya. As we read later on, we saw that the legs of Atik Yom, and here the legs of Atik Yom, actually dipping lower down into the world of Bria. So here's the world of Bria, not over here. We're seeing that it's over here, and we're seeing that it's over here. So which one is it? We're seeing that his legs are dipping into Bria. That's what we were told in one point. And we're told in another place that the Bria is over here. The lower world's over here. If they're over here, they're above Atzilus. And if they're down there, how can they be over there? Simimon of Shach. This whole story, according to the Rashash, it doesn't really add up. Halov et somo kosov ragle at yom in spashu lemat v'gvul olam abriya v'im kol im kefizim hanitzkem hare abriya mistaim lemala v'isim raglayim. According to what we're learning over here, it's above v'gam b'mitas ha-malachim Ayeshiva Ekelim, Noflim Vyordim El Abriya, Mashma Shekesed Abriya, Maschil Tachasim Kol Oilam Atzilus. And we saw in Eshah Nikudim, in Perek and Nikudim, we saw that the world started off in Atzilus, and then they fell, the world, I mean, Zah, the Malachim fell into Briya. That means Briya is underneath Atzilus. That was partially. V'chei v'habim mekomis ech ein mispar. Everywhere in Arizal, always the beers underneath Atzilus, not the other way away. And he says as well, v'nira shedalot olam atzibia hem kedalot tapuchim zu agav zu. Or v'prad mashkot v'shah abia per yud be'ezal. This was brought in the lesson that we brought last time. Lehavin adava, says Arizal, em sholecha moshe. To understand the tzu of the olamas, how they're built and how they're structured, I'll tell you a moshe. You keep dalit olamas elu em kedimun dalit batim zu lemalazim zu v'inekaka abayis rishon hu atzilus. The first one, the highest one, is atzilus. Hu atzmo gag shel abriya, is going to be the ground of atzilus. Is going to be the gag of abriya. Ki b'nei aliyah el ha'ilyon shem zun, the people living in the first house, which is called Zun, they are walking, kol pasul atzilus, raglein dochim al gav karka shelem, shu agag beis abriya. Ad kan toichen l'shoino. So we see that the gag of abriya is actually is going to be the karka of Atzilus. So see clearly that Atzilus is above Bria. So how can we say over here that the world of Bria Yetziyasi is above Atzilus? That's the discussion. That's the discussion. Let's continue. The Hagar before Shadia Bir Hatev Echa Bir Shem Ze Agav Ze. The animal of Roshim Zivis. It's not that the Maluvish one on top of the other. Vein Loma. And then don't try to tell me Kigam Yoshe Bir. The Yosh of Bir is always a Gulim of Bir. Or now we're talking about the Yosh of Bir. Nispashtu v'yodu v'boku v'guleyem v'gam v'guleyhe el gulim aniskele era del zoom v'helbish ha-yosha b'briya li-yosha ha-nukva v'gam yosha di-yetzira li-briya v'de-asi li-yetzira ma'ese sfirot v'katsi ha-yosha d'briya mitlabish n'tachi rag li-yosha d'nukva alav ne'emar sh'ha-briya hu tachat d'tzilas. So you can't say that there was halbosh all the way down. But there ain't no. Shehare malchus d'atzilus he lemala mekesed d'brias. Because we know that the entire atzilus is above bria. Even the malchus, you can't say that there's interwinding that bria is above the malchus of atzilus and atzilus is below. So now where you have bria above atzilus, mishnas. And below, you see, that would answer this deal. Now, you can't even say that. Because we know the entire Atzilus, even the Malchus Atzilus, is way above the cast of the Bria. Kenoda. Vod, shehine, inyon, enenu rois. Now, the proof with reality. We see in our world, ech iguli asiya hem arekim. When you look outside, what do you see? You see a blue sky. Well, not here. It's never blue here. But it's always gray here. So it's raining. So we have a situation of you see the atmosphere and you see different levels of the atmosphere. Which is those makifim, shehem rakim, the skies, different levels of skies, different colors of skies. She'aleinu makifim, they go around, sovim aleinu, they go around and around us, as we know that. Ashe'enu mebechina sof ha'yosha shelo. And we don't see that there's anything below us. We seem to that this is the last of all the madregas of the world. Ve'i itmar, lo itmar ela, and if you want to try to give a teretz, it says, ela mebechina pchate. Hey, patzuf on lomas velo buchinas klalus. So you want to make chiddush between the klalim and the klalim and the pratim. Ki lomatzinu shum buchinas yoshe shel oilem yoytze leolam lemat mimenu. We won't find any yoshe going through this world. We are the last of all yoshe. Vikan. Now this is interesting. Actually, this is not the rashash, but rather this is the basis fus. Of the Rashi writes like Zikan Hashita Chatucha Ateva Hashem Ya'ir Enenu B'Torah. So they explain over here that when he starts giving his teretz, it was ripped. The last part of the answer of the Rashash was unfortunately the pages of, where they got this from was then go on the time of the Rashash, and when they looked over there, the answer unfortunately was torn off. That last line where the answer was supposed to be. So, Chavalah de Abdin, that we lost the teretz of the Shash, unfortunately. So, we have multiple questions over here. And let's work actually with the last question. So, where is the world of Bia? The question was, let's look at the chart again. Is Bia over here in the middle, the Merkaz of the Mokom Ponoi? Thereby telling us that it's above the world of Atzilus, or the world of Bia is down here. And if it's down here, it can't be over here. It can't be in two different places. So where is it? Let's work with that question. On that, it's brought down that there are various tools into this kasha. So unfortunately, we don't have the teretz of the Rashash, but we have the teretz of the Ramaz. And the Sadeh says that's very mistaber, that's what the Rashash is mechavan to. And the Teretz is that there's a chilah between before the Chet Adam Rishon and acher cheder rishon. So before the cheder Adam rishon, takabia was up here. But after the cheder Adam rishon, it fell down. It was down here. That's one teretz. So in this picture, we see both before the cheder and acher cheder. Second teretz is given by the Toras Chacham. And the Toras Chacham, and this of Yaakov Hillel, and the Sefer Shoshel Yam agrees, he feels that that's a very important teretz. There's two types of bias. There's a bia called bia de Atzilus, and there's a bia tachton. So this, there are two bias. Ah, how can there be two bias? Where's bia? Is bia over here or bia here? The answer is, this is bia de Atzilus, which is part and parcel of Atzilus, which is all the way above Atzilus. And this is what's called bia tachton. Two different chalokim of bia, as we'll know, as we, those who know the Kavanos understand this. Rav Chaim Vital be'etzim, the truth of the matter is, asked this kash as well. Rav Chaim Vital, as you know, lived way before the Rishash. And he asked this still, where is bia? Where are the lower worlds called bria yetzias? Is it in the middle of the Mokum Pano, or is it below? So interesting that the Shemesh doesn't actually bring down the Shem of Rav Chaim Vital. Obviously he knew it, but so Rav Chaim Vital in Shag Domus, in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and also the Ramchal in Klach Pitzchei Chochma Pesach Ches, he answers a very poshta teretz. So let's just again over. Let's go over the question. We have a paradox over here. The paradox is that we cannot have something in two different places. If you say the world of Bria, the world of Yetzira, the world of Asiya is here, it can't be here. Answers of Chaim Vital and also Bedel Zid Ramchal that this is not a paradox. Because when you're dealing with Olam HaZeruchnim, there's no such thing as a paradox. In this world, when we're trying to, when we need to megashim things, because we can't see it, either this is here or there, make up your mind. It's only to the right, left. We cannot megashim. We cannot understand our Seichel Noishi. Cannot understand how two things could be at one place, at two places at the exact same time. Zot Rav Chaim Vital and Ramchal, that bechla is not a kasha in the Olam Ruchnis. In the Olam Ruchnis, it wouldn't be a kasha for us or a steal or a paradox whatsoever to have one thing in two different places. So bechla, the ganze kasha hit nishdon. And then, so Yaakov Hiller brings down the Mama Muska from this, that a person should know, ganze Musa Dosha from this teretz, is that this is one of the first klalim that we see in a person trying to be understanding the inyonim of Kabbalah. And one of the big hazaras that the Mekubalim have given us is not to megashim. Never try to think of this as something physical. If anybody thinks that this is actually the way the Mokum Pony looks, it's actually the way the world of Atzilus and all this thing, is fooling himself, because this is only a piece of paper with a 2D two-dimensional picture on it, okay? And there's no way that we can forecast with our mind something which is six dimensions. This is only a pointer, a be'erech, we can understand relationships. But that's just to start our understanding. We have the right to write these pictures of the Chaim Vital told us. But it's only to start our understanding, otherwise there's nothing where to start from. But you understand that where our limited seichel finishes, that's where really the truth starts. That's where the Olam HaZeruchnis actually starts. So that's a very interesting Mama Muska we can learn from this. Okay. So now let's continue here. Okay. So we got to an interesting question over here about the interesting parts of called Abba v'Ima. Rav Chaim Vital has told us, on a side point, that we should know that all the legs of all the patsufim come shover b'shover. They come all the way down from the highest part of the Mokum Pono, and they come all the way down, they're shover b'shover. We have Atik Yomim, you have Arich, we skip over Abba v'Ima, we go straight to Zav v'Nukva. Where's Abba v'Ima? We said they're very small parts of Katzrei Kremer. I want to read you out something very nice from the Shor Shayam. He points out there's a stira this. Because we fahanin a stira in the Arizal themselves. And this is an Ois Memvav, those who have the Sefer Shor Shayam Chelek Aleph, some page Kuf Samechet. And he asks the following Kashim. The cause of the command b'shah gimel, earlier on we said shiragle kulam shamim ad sof atzilus. We said the Rav Chaim tells us that all the legs of all the paltzufim are shavim b'shavim. And he, not only that, he lists them out. And guess what? The paltzuf of Abba is found in that list. So even Abba the Ima's legs are shavim b'shavim with all the other paltzufim. Stira. Here he tells us Abavima's exclusion. No, they're very small pounds, so the legs don't stem all the way down. But earlier on in Shah Gimel, later on in Shah Gimel, he's going to tell us that all the pounds are from Shavu Vishavu. Stira. Can't cause the world Mikrobus. We find different places that he tells us that Abavima, our legs are very long. So are they long or are they Kotzchekam? So he says, "Er kosov kan she abu v'ima katzche hakoyma mispash tuso lemata o mistaim b'tibo da'achampim." Abishar Gimel, he writes that they're very, very long. So Rav Tzemach, we know the Rav Tzemach. The Tzemach was one of the ones who organized the Etz Chaim. Some of the kids are Rizah. The Ika Amidos and the Abba Vima who Rakatibo, the Archampim Kishim Kidmisugim. We find really the Kotche Kama, like the Zohar tells us, the very short parts of him. Why is that? Because it tells us later on that they're long. Listen to this. Akishem is Pashtim Naishalem Besot Mochim the Tokza, Azem is Archim Agiel Kakadatilis. That means there's a difference. When they're standing still and they're static, the tak are very small. But when they're giving over Shefa to the lower Pasuf, Abavim give over to Zun, then they elongate their legs to reach Zah. Zah is all the way down there. It's on the Naida Al-Khampin. It elongates the legs to get to Zah. It's very good, Gewaltig. So, Katri Korma is referring to stay when they're static. And when they're long, when there's a reference to them being long, that's the case when they're giving over the mezavik, they give shefa all the way down, the nais mitlavish inside the zah. Sounds good, no? Feig Rav Yaakov Ila, that can't be. For kamatami.
Understand at all.
What?
Understand what you just said at all.
You understand the stira?
Stira, both short and long.
Right, short and long. So there it is, they're both short and long. Why? How can they be short and long? There it is, and when they're static, when they're not giving over any shefa to Zah, then they're short. When they want to give over shefa to Zah Venukva are much lower down, so they have to stretch their legs to get there. Simple as that.
That would be true of any of them.
Excuse me?
That would be true of any of them.
All of them are all the way down. The only kasha was by Abba V'ima, we're saying that they're very short. There's an exception to the rule.
I mean, they're the only one who give over shefa.
No, everybody's giving shefa. But they're giving shefa because they're easy for them to give shefa because anyways they're long, so they reach all the parts to him. So there's no question there. There's no shot over there.
The others don't have two stages.
Right. Okay. There's no elongation. Hovei Abavim elongate themselves when needed, when they have to give over shefa. Very simple. On that, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel says that doesn't make sense. First of all, for two reasons. First of all, we never see that the Patsufim Zavanukva just receive. It's always in those Mekamarais, they always have to do an Aliyah. Zavanukva have to go up to Abba V'ima. Not that Abba V'ima give over the Nai into Zah, but rather Abba V'ima, that the Zah elevate themselves. So it can't be that they're elongating the legs when Zun has to go up. That's number one. And second of all, he says that Abba V'ima, when they give over what's called the Nahi, that's the Shefa, they're going giving over to Lord Pasufim, it automatically becomes Zah. And whatever, and we see that since they gave over the Nai, there's a Nai Chadoshim which are being produced from Abba V'Ima. So the Nai Chadoshim are always up. It comes out that the Nai is always up, and whatever the giving is further down. But there's no, we don't find an instant where there's an elongation of Abba V'Ima stretching their legs, either the giving and not taking back. And then they reproduce what's called a Naya Chadoshim. So we don't find anywhere this inner of elongation of the legs. But rather, so we come out that still we have a problem again. So where are the legs of Abba V'Ima? Are they short or are they long? There's no such thing as this stretching, like Rav Yaakov Tzemach wanted to suggest, he says. But rather, he says, interesting fact. He wants to say the opposite. He wants to say that the inyan of Giloy and Nista. Giloy and Nista. As we know that all the parts are from one on top of the other. You have Atik, and on top of Atik you have Arich. On top of Arich you have Abba V'Ima. On top of Abba V'Ima you have Zilun. One is covering over the other, right? Like one cylinder within the other cylinder. Except they're not all packed in. Rather, the head of each part is sticking outwards. As you see from this diagram. So he says like this, there's an inyan of Giloy and Nista. Whatever we see is Giloy, whatever is hidden within the other parcel is called Nista. So let me read you out the words over here. L'chein yirlian ezdach liyashir kam remez shikan remez arav behelem godem hakdom yikorav in yichutza me'oid. He says this is very important, very interesting text he says. V'hi. And there he says, Abba V'Ima's legs stretch all the way downwards, and are shavu b'shavu like all the everybody's legs. That's the ikar mokum. Here we find the shorts. He says, Ela shemash parzuf elyon noitim morchim liparzuf tachton. Haynu shachelak emegulim de elyon hu atzma omas. Mitzchalik v'chavad chaged nai, v'anai the chelik amagule who nichtnas leparts of a tarton shebesod mochim, she'olam malbish a tarton ad elyon kenis kleir, aval anai amitim, da'abim me'em belav arkim ulvash mitoch azun b'mchinas levush besod amidat partsufim. V'alachen kol ma shelevush shemelevush ba'av v'im mitoch azun nika v'shem zun, v'lo shem av v'im. וכיוון ששמו על כל פרצוף נקבע לפי מוקם במידוס ובגבול המדרגס האצילוס, שאמר שיש לזון כשמקבל מוכם בערבים הוא שאתה אולם זון מלביש שם על בחינס הדמיון מהם, שקודם לכם לא היו מלבישים עליהם, כדי משמע ורשש, שאפילו המלכוס ומלכוס על יסוד, הוא המשך זה קטנה, יועס המשים ויסוד לזון. גם היא נמשך באה, מעל הראש ראש הזה וצריך זה לסגר זה ולעלות על הביש עליהם מקבלו. It means like this, that they have the gal which is magula, the head of Atik is sticking out, but the head of Abba V'Ima is sticking out, and the rest of Abba V'Ima is being hidden over by Zah. Okay, so the head is magula, which is called the gal, and the zayin tachton are magu or are mechusim. So
the tachton that one, not the others.
All the same, but the difficulty over here, we have a steel and Abba V'Ima. We have steel and Abba V'Ima. Is Abba V'Ima long or is it short?
If Abba V'Ima is being covered up, therefore give it.
So what is what? Is what?
If Abba V'Ima is called short because it's being covered up.
Yes.
So all the others are all being covered by, but also being covered up.
Yes.
So they should also be called short.
Yes, and that's what he's going to say.
Which means it's a steel.
That's what. That's
yeah, there's a steer backwards because now Shahar doesn't make sense at all because because they're only talking about Kotsri, whatever it was.
Kotsri Koima.
And Bremer's, they're all Kotsri Koima.
Right.
So now Shahar doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because he's creating a chiluk between Abraham and the others, and the Maisa, they're all the same.
Very good. Okay, so let me explain. Okay. So the truth of the matter, they're all very long. Okay? And they're all also being covered over. So at the end, you're right. He's going to say the all katzri koema. He's going to say that the loshon zor is lav davka. It's not only him that says. You know, he quotes people. He's not making it up. He says He says he's calling him Maskir Shalom, Rabbi Eliyahu Mani, one of the previous generations, tremendous Makubal. He also is in Matik Visteret as well. So let me build it up. So what we're talking about here is that part of it is Mechuse, that's the Zayin Tachtoni, and part of it is Megula. And therefore, what we're saying over here, the part of the Megula is when Zav and Nukva Nit Morchim, they're on the Nigh of the Megulim. They go up, and then they come back down. That's the way it's done. Now, whatever's underneath is not considered to be the part of Avabima. So, because every time you have a Halbosha, the Halbosha means that the lower parts of it grafting over, and it becomes Etzim Atzom, Abosom, Abosol, it becomes a Chelik of the Tachton. So it's Kilu, it's not there. That's the Loshon Arizal. We say that the lower parts of it grafting over, and wherever it's Malbishon, it takes it. It becomes part of it. So one Bechina is that Tak, it is the Tak, the Emestik and Nai of that part of it is there. But since it's been covered over, it's considered as if it's not there, and being considered as if it's the parts of which it's covering actually to be holding those, that Bechina. Okay? So it's Katzri Koima because that's what we see. It looks like it's Katzri Koima. But the truth is it's covered, it's all the way down. So, but why is it Katzri Koima? Because it becomes part of the lower parts of it and not the upper parts of it. Okay, that's what he wants to say. And lefize, you just told yourself, then all the parts of it, so why is it only that the lower parts of it is considered to be katzri koima? So he tells us, "V'lav davka abba v'ima amrin lehachi ela v'kol partsufim ze beklal v'ashita lefize achampim hu nikra katzri koima gamkem." כיוון שמגולים ממנו רק הכסף והחוק משבו, ושאר פרצו, שאר ספירות מלובש באביבים, וחיל על דרך זה באטינג. And all the parzufim are also called this. Because the gila musak v'ligah be'abba ve'ima.
Where's the animal say that though?
What?
Because he said, because
we're
talking about avim, he
doesn't say
anything else.
V'kivam she'ikas sugis morchim hi, amshochas abba since we are only dealing with zun, and therefore, if we're dealing with the Abba V'ima, that's why he says we're dealing. That's why the Arizal only talks about the Katzri Koma of Abba V'ima, because everything else is not nogeta. Arich Katzri Koma is not nogeta. Atik Katzri is not nogeta. The Halacha Lamaisa. But again, Davka behem gilazit dok. Va'ayin b'sefer matzke sholem legam mani bechelik arocha shibir kain. That's what he also says this. Okay, and he says he brings a raya from the Rav Chaim Vital himself, from the Ariza, then that would be the Emistic Teres. So again, so the kash was, is it Katzri Koma or not Teres Yisrael? It is Katzri Koma, Bechinas Giloi. Whatever is Megale is called Katzri Koma, but the Emis is always Shavu Shavu. That's Miyashiv, those two. Okay, we'll stop it here for now. Shkoyah.